analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Bombers have scored every time they've touched the football. They're leading at 27-10. This segment of the Halftime Huddle brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. We're coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Also brought to you by Redhead Equipment, Saskatchewan Foster Families Association, and KFC. All right, it is time for our rewind. We like to call this our Halftime Rewind, brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Oliver to the right of the quarterback, Kolaros, who wears number 8, takes the shotgun snap, back pedals 3 steps, looks to his right, throws a side armor, caught, touchdown, Nick Dembski running the in cut right of the goalpost. Oliver motions out to the right, Prukop keeps, dives, and he hurdles into the end zone over Milligan for a second Blue Bombers touchdown. Tony takes a shotgun snap, looks left all the way, throws down the middle, it's caught, on the run it's Kyron Moore, and Kyron Moore will take it near midfield at about the 54, an in cut. Here's a shotgun for Cody, looking right, throws, complete, Shaq on the slant, he's the master of the slant, and he's back, and he's got a first down of the 31. Cody keeps it, Cody fighting hard, Cody lunges the ball to the goal line, touchdown Saskatchewan!
Yeah, and this time Cody goes over the right guard.
Kolaros throws underneath, complete to Dembski at the 5 at the goal line. He's in for his second touchdown of the game. Nick Dembski slams the ball with authority. Here is Kolaros looking, throws underneath, and that one is caught by Bailey, running to his right, 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5. They're calling it a touchdown?
Yeah.
This one is from 53 to end the half on the far right hash. Brett Lothar, he will make this. I have confidence. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is on the way from Lothar, end over end towards the yellow goal post, yep. And he knocked it through. That is your Halftime Rewind brought to you by Johnson's Grain. When we come back, we will hear from Scott McCauley. His team in action here today, taking on the Saskatoon Hilltops in a big battle. The first half of a home-and-home that culminates next weekend with football weekend in Saskatchewan. Of course, shout-out to the Rams. They knocked off the Dinos yesterday to improve the 2-0. And the U of S Huskies steamrolled the UBC to improve the 2-0, and those teams will meet next weekend too, football weekend in Saskatchewan. Up next, though, our interview with Scott McCauley from earlier this week. This is Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Joined by the head coach of the Regina Thunder, Scott McCauley. Watched your two kids play yesterday in high school football. I think what Winston Knoll lost to Miller in a tight one. Looks like the Wolverines got a pretty good team this year.
Yeah, I know they're excited about the upcoming season, and I caught the first half, and they got some big guys, and they look like they're ready to bowl out, but bottom line is that they got to get a little bit more playing experience, and we'll see what happens.
So your sons, what, grade 12 now already?
No, they're in grade 11.
Grade 11.
They're linebacker, and they love the game.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I wonder where they get that from, Matthew and Chase. Where do they get the hair from, Mom?
Well, I heard their old man used to have a little bit of a head of hair back in the day as well.
Yeah.
Before it went all gray and nope.
Hey, how tough is it to be a dad of two kids that are playing football and you can only stick around for one half because you got another job to do, coaching a bunch of surrogate sons, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes in life you kind of regret some of the things that you're missing out on, but I know, we've grown up this way ever since they were born, right? So it's sort of just the way that we kind of do things, and, you know, I got access to the Huddle account and could watch the games afterwards anyway, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, so as you look at your football team here, the Regina Thunder, getting ready to play the Saskatoon Hilltops. That never gets old, does it? So what do you got to do to go in there and get the victory, to get off on the right foot in this home-and-home?
Well, it's going to be interesting. If you know the answer, let me know. They're never easy to play, but I think for us to be successful this upcoming weekend, like, our guys just need to do their job. You know, it's kind of getting big time games, and everybody tries to do more than what what they need to do. And then also now it becomes other gaps that are created along the way. So I feel strongly that if our guys are completely focused and they're willing and only do their jobs and rely on the other guys to do their jobs, then good things can happen. And then, you know, the other thing too is both teams are cut from the same cloth, right? They're going to be gritty. They're going to be tough. They're going to play the full 60 minutes. Our guys got to just be mentally and physically prepared to go to battle and know that there's going to be some highs. There's going to be some lows, and we just got to make sure that when we get into those lows, we continue to stay the course and do our job.
This football team, yours, is undefeated. They lost to the Winnipeg Rifles. Is it because the Hilltops are having a bit of a, maybe not as strong year as they normally have, or the Rifles coming up here, man?
I think that, well, one, the Rifles team is a lot better than what anybody sort of anticipated. And I think the Rifles just happen to be in some good situations that they could get some points and move forward with that. So, you know, like watching the film, you know, the past team's got a great, strong team. They got a veteran team. They got a great coaching staff. And, I mean, at the end of the day, they can look terrible on film. And we know when we get up there, they're going to be running the rock and roll. And no game's ever going to be easy. So there's been years that, you know, I'm going, hey, they're pretty young. Like, they're not going to be as good. And then they win a national championship. So, yeah. You know, kudos to the coaching staff. It's never easy, no matter what.
A lot of time and effort's been put into this football team, both on and off the field. Is the pressure on Scott McAuley and his staff to win a second national championship? It's been it happened to you early on in your career as head coach, but it's been a long stretch here now.
Yeah, well, nobody puts more pressure on themselves than me, so I'm not really too concerned about anything else. But yeah, it's been a while, and I think we've taken some really good, strong strides towards just as an organization as a whole. You know, like, we're more financially viable. We're able to provide, you know, the proper services to our players in regards to academics and scholarships, but more importantly, the training, right, at level 10 and partnering up with them. And also, you know, we created this, you know, food supply for the guys, too, if they're racing from work and don't have the time to eat a proper meal. Like, we just done things the right way. And I think that's sort of led to some of their success recently. And we just made my life a hell of a lot easier and concentrate on football. So I think we have a good, strong coaching staff. I think we've got some great plans in place. And you know what? Well, I'm feeling confident that we're going to have a great year.
That's Scott McAuley, his team getting ready to take on the Hilltops today. Of course, they'll have that second half of the home-and-home football weekend in Saskatchewan. Next weekend, get your tickets, Riders Elks, Hilltops Thunder, and of course the Rams and the Huskies, a battle of 2-0 teams. Teams about ready to get to their sidelines. Our sideline reports brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. For all your buying and selling needs, visit rbauction.com. And here's your standout stat of the half for Reliance. Heath Water Heater Rental, serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 50 years with short-term flexible contracts. Call 522-5866. I mean, the standout stat of the half, Zach Kolaros, 14 of 15, 187 yards and 3 touchdown passes. 2 to Dembski, 1 to Rasheed Bailey. They have scored every time they've touched the ball. They lead it 27-10 as we get ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Riders football on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network.